Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord. For those of you who've been with me all week, we've been looking at a message I've entitled A House Full of Glory. We've been looking at 2 Chronicles, the 5th chapter, and also the book of Haggai. And God had, of course, you know, Solomon had instructions from his father David that it was he that was going to build the house. And we looked at verses in chapter 5 of that. And let me just, by way of review, read verse 13. It came even to pass, that's after all the sacrifices had been done, as the trumpeters and singing were as one to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, For he is good, his mercy endureth forever. Then that the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the house of God. When the people praised the Lord, when they said, you know, he's good, his mercy endures forever, when God's people are overwhelmed with a sense of his goodness and continue publicly to render thanks to God for his great mercy, they can be absolutely assured of his presence and blessings upon them without measure. Beloved, we've been sharing, as I began this week, you know, there are so many that are just crying out, Lord, we want to see your miracles. We want to see revival. We want to see the power of God displayed like it occurred in the early church on the day of Pentecost. I mean, what, 3,000 souls were saved at Peter's first sermon. God can do amazing things and has done in periods of revival throughout the ages. But we know that God is the prophetic words for decades that there is an end time harvest coming that will surpass anything that we have known. I know it on yesterday's broadcast, I won't share it again, an experience that Brother Schambach had in one of his services back in 1957, said he'd never experienced anything like that before or since, but it was everyone was healed when the glory of God came down in that place. And going back now to the book of Haggai, I'm going to read those beautiful verses out of chapter 2. Now, before I do that, let me read verse 22, because some of what he says is not just to the people of that time and era, but is speaking of end time fulfillment. Verse 22 says, and I will, this is the Lord speaking, well, verse 21, speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I will shake the heavens and the earth, and I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms, and I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the heathen, and I will overthrow the chariots and those that ride in them, and the horses and the riders shall come down, every one by the sword of his brother. Praise God. So we see that a time is coming. Wickedness and evil is just proliferating in such exponential dimensions. Beloved, a time is coming, unless the wicked turn to God and repent, they will be undone. And God, Jesus, is going to return and set up his kingdom. But let hear the word of the Lord through Haggai. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. He's speaking now of a time far distant from the day in which they were living, and which is true many times of the major and minor prophets. They say things that apply to their immediate situation, but also have fulfillment in the end times. Verse 9, the glory of this latter house shall be greater than that of the former, saith the Lord of hosts, and in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. Praise God. Psalm 127 and 1 said, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Well, this tabernacle, this temple, it's going to be done the Lord's way. He might call us to help in the construction work. In other words, to witness, to bring people in. For those who are in fivefold ministry, pastors, evangelists, you all have a work to do. But it's God that's going to build the house. He's the one that's going to bless the labor of those who work with him, co-laborers together. And then he will build this house, and he will fill it with his glory. We have that promise. The glory of that latter house is going to exceed anything of the former, anything that the early church had, as glorious as that was. I believe before that great and terrible day of the Lord comes, we will see an outpouring of God's Spirit. The glory of the Lord will cover the earth as waters cover the sea. And we will see, those that who are alive and remain will see, the power of God move to bring in that final, final harvest. So what have we learned this week? Well, we've learned in order for God to fill this latter house with his glory, there has to be a reverent attitude. We learned that from Second Chronicles. We understand that even from David. Remember when he brought the ark into Jerusalem? It had to be done God's way. And when Uzzah was killed before the presence of the Lord by his act of presumption, David was afraid. And he said, how shall I bring the presence of God into this place I've prepared for it? Then they did what they read the law and realized how it should have been done. And then there was great rejoicing and victory and success the second time. So there has to be a reverent attitude, a fear of the Lord, a spirit of dedication. That was true in Haggai's time. All the people responded positively. And there's a new sense of direction or vision that God gives to the leadership so that they can be, work together with unity and as one. And then there's selfless giving without measure. Remember in Nehemiah's time, they didn't change their clothes. That incredible work, the wall was built in 52 days. And in the dedication of the temple, which I just read out of Second Chronicles, they couldn't even number the sacrifices, the blood sacrifices of animals that were given. And then there's a recognition of God for who he is. It encompasses the fear of the Lord, a revelation of his nature. And I've preached for years, the fear of the Lord needs to return to the church, a sense of his holiness. And of course, then the sixth thing, there was a spirit of unity, and there was praise and worship. So quickly, a reverent attitude, a spirit of dedication, for those of you taking notes, a new sense of direction or vision, selfless giving without measure, a recognition of God, who is nature, and the fear of the Lord, a spirit of unity, and praising God. And so the glory, what is the glory of God's house? It's his manifest presence, beloved, a powerful manifestation of God's presence for healing and deliverance. That happens, we've heard many times in overseas, back in third world countries. There's just the preaching of the word and deliverances start to occur. No one's praying for them or laying hands on them. Healing comes miraculously. And sometimes you've been in services. In fact, where I go to church, a brother was saying there was a prophecy coming forth. He stood there and he received a healing. Nobody prayed for him. Nobody laid hands on him. And so, beloved, not only is the glory of God going to manifest in the corporate body of Christ, in and through the corporate body of Christ, but also, beloved, each one of us need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Jesus said in the 17th chapter of John, and the glory which thou gavest me, speaking to his Father, I've given them so that they may be one, even as we are one. Beloved, let me just pray right now. Father, Lord, you see those that have been listening all week, those who perhaps just even tuned in today. And Father, we need your glory. We need your glory to fill our personal temples. And Father, right now, those that have not been baptized with the Holy Spirit, I pray in the name of Jesus. It's just a matter of receiving. God said he'd do it. If a child asks for an egg, would he give a natural father give a serpent? How much more will the Holy Spirit be given to those who ask the Father? It's a simple matter of believing or receiving that you were believing that God wants to give that precious gift of the Holy Spirit to you. And I'm not speaking if you're born again, you have the Holy Spirit dwelling in your spirit, but there's a fullness of the Spirit that comes when we're seeking and asking God. Just like Paul, when he came to the Ephesians, he said, have you received the Holy Spirit since you believe? Well, of course, they were believers. They had the Holy Spirit. But it says they spoke in tongues. That's what happened to Cornelius. They were just hearing the word of God, and they spoke in tongues. That just blew Peter away. It's like they received the Holy Ghost just like we did. They were speaking in tongues. Beloved, God's no respecter of persons. So, Father, right now, there are those who perhaps have walked with you for a time, many years, and they have not received that precious gift. Father, right now, release the Holy Spirit into their lives, into their heart. Father, give them that beautiful personal language, that prayer language of speaking in tongues in the name of Jesus. I'm going to pause. My own experience was I had prayer, but I didn't speak. It wasn't until I was all by myself alone that I began. God gave me a few little words. And then I, of course, learned to be quite fluent and was even, as in those way early days, would give a message in tongues. You don't hear that anymore today. How come? I wonder, has the Holy Spirit changed? I better be good. He's not changed, beloved. He's wanting his people on fire. And that's my prayer and my fastings for you, beloved, is that you will enter into that full portion that God has for you. Hear the final word of the Lord, Haggai 2:9. And the glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen and amen. Grant it, Lord. Do it again, Lord. Do it again. Praise God. Well, beloved, it has been a tremendous privilege to be able to minister on such a powerful subject this week, the glory of the Lord, the latter house. The Lord promises, and it's going to happen. You don't have to take my word for it. Just read the word of God, and you'll find it's filled throughout the pages. God is going to do exceedingly abundantly above all we've ever dreamt or asked or thought. Praise God. If you need prayer, beloved, I invite you to write, share those prayer needs. If you're being blessed by the broadcast, I get encouraged hearing from you. The announcer will give our contact information. And if you use email, please share your mailing address so I can respond in a personal way. I'll always confirm receipt and pray. But in order to get that personal touch, I invite you to share your mailing address. It's never shared with anyone. It's between you and me and the Lord. I love you. And until next week, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.